say thing. I ask you to excuse me for my dress. I quit smoking before my God gained 40 pounds. So I don't wear the same clothes I used to. I bought new shirts. They still don't fit. So I'm losing weight now. But keep me in your prayers, please. It's kind of hard to come from behind what I just heard. The Lord truly bless my dear brother. But what I've got is come back from a remembrance of where I've been. I was brought up in a strong religion family, but it was of a different faith. My father was a very godly man, and no doubt where he's at right now, him and my mother. But the truth was not taught. When I was 7 years old, my best friend, on a Sunday afternoon after church, that we usually went to one another's house every day, I didn't go with him that Sunday. And I remember the day that the phone call came, and it was Leroy's parents had told my daddy need to come over to help look in the creek. Leroy was missing. And I remember my daddy leaving out and me wanting to go, and he told me I couldn't go, couldn't understand that. Everywhere my daddy went, I went on the weekends. And I remember my daddy coming back, tears in his eyes. He told my mother that they'd found Leroy. And they told me my best friend was dead. Well, I knew that Leroy hadn't joined the church. He wasn't a Christian. And it just tore my heart up, but my best friend was burning up in hell. And I asked my daddy, I said, Leroy in hell, Daddy? He said, oh, no. God has a special place. He didn't know. He was just telling me what he'd been taught. And that thing eaten me and eaten me all my life.
Bless you, brother.
My daddy taught me not to fear anything. I came up on the farm, came up hard. And when I got up older, I've got of the world, my mother says, Bob, the way your life is now, you're going to burn in hell. I said, well, I'll just take a chance. I couldn't even imagine one of my children telling me this now. And then fast forward 40 years, the Lord touched me in a mighty way and brought me to my knees. And there's no doubt that when God does it, it's done right.
That's it, brother.
Amen, brother.
I tried and tried before. I tried to read the Bible and I'd start and I couldn't finish. I tried to do good. I couldn't. I tried to quit drinking. I couldn't. But when the Lord does it and takes it from you, brothers and sisters, it's right. I knew there was more than just me being a member of a church. I knew there was more than what I had been taught all my life. Never heard a thing about the cross except for at Easter. And they never got to the part, it is finished. Uh-huh. Always heard John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But never heard John 3:17. Always heard what I was taught. During this time I started reading the Word of God. And I had questions. I said, what is this grace? In my book, grace is a free gift. By grace are you saved. It's not of myself, not of my work, not what I do. And they would tell me, yeah, it's a free gift. I said, what do you mean by it? No answer. The preacher that I had when I was touched and brought joined the church was a Primitive Baptist preacher. He don't know it, but he truly is. He taught me in the books of Ephesians. He taught me in the books of Rome. And he knew that there was more to it. There was a grace. When I met my Sally, she said, there's no way that we can bond, that we can become man and wife or date even, because our religion is so much different than what it is. And I said, well, I've got an open mind to this. I went to telling her, when she heard me say that God touched me, she saw that hope and that glimmer. We were 500 miles apart. But that year my job made it where we saw each other every other week. I'm not trying to tell my life story, but what I'm trying to get to is we as Christians, we as brothers and sisters of the world, there are so many that's out there that same way as Bob Chapman was. They don't know that truth. They don't know it because they've been taught wrong. But not everyday lives, they're not work ways in school. When we hear the truth not being told, stand up. Don't be ashamed of it.
Amen.
Tell them the truth.
Right.
Say no.
Right.
Our Lord died for us. He did it all. When Brother Charles asked me this morning, if I'm called on, what would I preach? And I said, Romans 8. And it tells me in the first, says, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When it says, there is therefore now no. And before they had to fight, they had to do, they had to worry about it, they had to go by the law. Everything they did was by works. Can you imagine trying to go through life without sin? Can you imagine that? As much as God hates sin, one sin, like the brother said, is just as dangerous and bad as the other sin. My lie, a lie would be just as bad as murder in God's eyes. That's how much he hates sin.
All right.
But because of the blood, because of my Lord and Savior Jesus, I have that redemption. I have that loving grace. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his only Son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for the sin, condemned sin in the flesh. It wasn't because that the law was weak or that God made a mistake in the law.
Right.
It was because of my flesh, my sin in my flesh, it was weak. I couldn't do it. But God, seeing me, the center of the world that was sin, sent his only begotten Son, his perfect Son, in flesh-like manner. He came to show us that he could live, that it was a possibility to live perfect. He did. Can you imagine from a child up of how you've gone through life and you got mad? He never got mad. He never talked back. He never did anything wrong. I couldn't go a day without sinning. I couldn't go a day without getting in trouble. My mother was the corporate punisher, and I wore out a many floss water on my backside. It was day in, day out. But here Christ was perfect. And everything that he did was love. The love that he had, that he knew from the time he was come to the day that they took him to that cross that he was going to die.
Right.
He knew that he was going to pay for mine and your sin. He knew that the sins of the world was going to come down upon him. But he knew most important that he was going to be separated from God. That when he turned his back on him. That is love, brothers and sisters. But because of that love, the law was fulfilled. That law that I had to follow was fulfilled through his love. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, how do I walk after the Spirit? I know I can walk after the flesh. It's so easy. Everything I do is after the flesh. Bob Chapman had the worst temper. He still got a pretty good one, but he was having a bad temper. I was a bouncer for 6 years. I'm not proud of what I did, but you know what a bouncer did. But the Lord, when he touched me, that went away. Let all bitterness, that's my favorite scripture itself, let all bitterness and wrath be taken away from you. Excuse me. But when the Lord has his way, you can fight him, you can do what you want, but his way is going to prevail.
Yeah, that's right.
So many people have been called, and they think that they can get away with it, but look what happened with the disciples. When he called Peter, he didn't say, wait just a second, I got to fix this. He came. When he called Lazarus dead, he rose. He went forward. Even with doubting Thomas, when he had said, I won't believe it unless I see his hands and I stick my hand. When he called him Thomas, he said, what did he say, my Lord and Savior? He knew that he was God. He knew that he was Jesus.
Right.
Didn't have to tell him. We as Christians are so blessed. We ought to have that smile across our face all the time. But we as Primitive Baptists ought to even be more so.
Right.
We know the truth.
Right.
From the time y'all are raised up to the grown, we knew it. We've been taught it. That's a blessing. So many people out there don't even know that there is a God, much less their salvation.
Right.
A free gift. We as Christians should be the most boldest people on this earth about talking about our Savior.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We've got something else to live for. I used to get so aggravated with the news, with the people that say there's not a God, but just as we can't save somebody, we can't tell them what to do with this. If they don't see it, they can't see the truth. They can read this just a book. Right. Is all it is.
Yeah.
I can put it in Russian. That's the only thing they see is words. They don't know the truth, and they can't see the truth unless God shows it to them.
Right.
I can show it and read it all I want, but unless God shows it, it's just words. The gift that God has gave us to watch these little children, these little brothers that came forward and led singing.
Yes, sir.
The love that they have of God. The love that they have that they share freely. These children. Hear this baby over here. It's just a gift of God.
Yes, sir.
Everything that we have in these little four walls that we have, to see it, we ought to just be joyful in everything we do.
Amen.
Amen.
The life that we live depends on how much we freely give. Now, there's nothing I do to save my soul, but once the Lord touches me, that is my responsibility then of whether I just do it with milk, or if I go ahead and get fulfilled and study my Bible and completely continue getting stronger and stronger as a Christian.
Right.
Yep. It's a responsibility of each and every one of us to help each other learn.
Yeah.
To father one another. Brothers and sisters, God's word is the strongest thing that ever was on the face of the world. And just think, one day, we're going to be there with him in the land of glory. One day, we're going to know everything. I always ask, wonder what Christ was writing in the dirt when he told him, he says, you know, you without sin cast the first stone. And each one of them left. One day we'll know that. One day that we'll know what he wrote. I pray that what has been said to touch some souls and bring us closer to him. I pray that his word be edified and that we know that we have a responsibility as Christians to love one another. Mm-hmm. Through love, the perfect love, the law was complete. He tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. To love our neighbor as ourselves. I love Bob. If you ever hear me commit suicide, investigate it, because I didn't do it. Somebody from my past came back and got me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just humbly come to you best we know how, thanking you, Lord, for your love and mercies. Father God, be with us in everything we do. Lead, guide, direct us in thy ways, Father, not ours. Father, bless this congregation. Let us go out in the world and be proud of what we are. Father, let us put that smile on our face to be Christ-like. To see you and others, Father God, like only we can. Father, be with us and lead us in thy ways. In the sweet name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bob. God bless you, Brother Bob. Thank you for that.